first guest for our Victorious podcast is our friend Miss Mary Walsh.
But I want to chime in here a little bit, because let's talk about what Miss Mary Walsh is going to be talking about. First of all, this Victorious podcast is about the deep revelations of God's truth that He reveals to us through our testimonies, how we walk it out with Him. And our lives become raw, real, and relatable to the Word of God.
So good, so good.
And
yes.
So we are excited that Mary has brought her little baby here with us today.
Yeah, Lola. Everybody
Hi,
say
Lola.
Hello, Lola.
We met her. She's so cute. She's even got a cute little pink flowery dress on.
Adorable.
So for those of our podcast listeners out there, you're going to be able to go to our YouTube channel if you would like to see us live and in person and watch the podcast and actually physically see us in our beautiful new location that we are so blessed to be able to work out of. So anyway, Mary, where is God really leading you today? Now, we know that she spoke at our conference. She's actually blessed the cover of our magazine. If you ladies want this, you can find it at the Fig Leaf here in Fort Myers, Florida, right off of 41 across from Lee Memorial Hospital. We also are going to have the magazine available online. You can digitally download it for $5 or $25. It's full of recipes and stories, testimonies. You know, you can dive deeper into the Word of God. But Mary, we wanted to invite you here first because you were actually our first speaker at our Flourish Conference this year. We were so blessed to have so many different ministries show up with their women who really needed what God has been developing in our character. And Kim and I are really here to hear more about what God's been developing in you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
First, I want to thank you guys and honor you both for
thank
your
you
obedience
so much.
And your yes to God's call.
Thank you.
And the fruit that it's producing in all of us.
Amen.
You know, that yes has ripple effects. And that yes produces harvest. That yes is attached to so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for your yes.
And we want to thank you for your yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
This is a partnership, right?
Yes.
As we partner with God, we actually get to partner with each other too.
Yes.
And so Kim and I feel so honored and blessed just to be able to do what we get to do. And that's how I love to say it to everybody that is around us, that we get to do this. This is an honor and a privilege that we actually get to do this.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
So true. I think that there's probably a few key elements, but I want to say that at the conference, what was so beautiful is that even though there were so many different speakers, there was a tapestry
of a tapestry,
common thread, you know, of that common grace.
Yes.
And it was like you would have thought that we all talked.
And we planned
and
it,
we
right?
Planned it.
But we didn't.
And we didn't. God weaves things together. He echoes the same things to His daughters, to His sons, to the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks through the Holy Spirit.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody who knows God hears God.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
And no other voice will follow.
That's
yeah.
so true. So
yeah.
true.
Yeah, so I think you can find in all of our testimonies and all the things that God is revealing to us, there's a common thread.
Yes,
there's
absolutely.
A common theme.
Mm-hmm.
And for me today, what I want to talk about is how God does divine exchanges with us.
Ooh, that's
so good.
Divine exchanges.
Exchanges.
Get your notebooks
Mark
out
down.
And get your pens because this is going
to
be good.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about when you say divine exchanges. Maybe some of our listeners don't even understand that
what
word
that means,
divine.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think there's a difference between the Bible says that we are to cast our cares upon God.
Yes.
Because He cares for us. And in Matthew it says that we are to come to God. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Take
yes.
my
yes.
yoke upon you and learn from me. For my yoke is
easy
and my burden
good
is light.
Seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think in that exchange, the reason why it's a divine exchange is because it's a supernatural exchange with God.
Amen. Yes.
You're letting go of something to get something.
Oh,
and in Isaiah 61, it actually says here, let's see, 61, I'll just take it from the top, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release. the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor.
Oaks of righteousness. Does anybody really, I mean, you know how strong oak trees are?
Yes.
How deep and broad their roots grow?
Yes.
They're incredibly strong. If you've ever seen an old oak tree in the South, they have tons of them there. But if you ever see an old oak tree, first of all, it will provide shade that goes on forever.
Yes.
You know, you could have entire family groups come out under an oak tree in North Carolina.
And they have deep roots.
Because if you would
cut an oak tree down, you could see the rings.
Yes.
And it tells you how many years that tree has been, you know, living.
Yeah.
And so I just think that those roots of the old oak tree.
Oh, that's so good.
I love what you both said, because that piggybacks off of something. You'll notice here those exchanges, you know, beauty for ashes, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. And so on. There's so many exchanges that God invites us into. He wants us to release.
So let's pause on there. So beauty for ashes.
Yes.
So we're actually defining the word divine right there.
Yes.
You know, the divine exchange.
Yes.
Divinity is what is going to build you, right? It's what's going to equip you. It's what's going to prepare you for what's coming. So we can come through life in our past.
Yes.
Right, produces the ashes
it's
of
true.
Being abused,
yes.
being neglected, being
yeah.
rejected, all of those things, we can consider those ashes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And with time, as you walk with the Lord, you can actually experience this divine exchange. It says, the Lord tells us that he has something better for us, and that's beauty.
Yeah.
But
so
it takes
true.
Us handing over those ashes.
It's so true. He was revealing to me, because I had a broken dish, and I spoke this at the conference, there was a broken dish that fell that was in my family for years. I woke up the next morning and it was in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was, I'm going to throw that away.
Yeah.
And God checked me, because that was the whole premise of what I was speaking on, is that broken pieces become masterpieces in the hands of the Creator.
Broken pieces in our lives can be mended.
They can be.
It reminds me of the vase that Teresa gave you, the broken one that you bought one, and then she gave you the broken one, and she weaved gold through it.
Yeah.
And at first she said, oh, Kim, this is ugly. You know, I don't like it. And I said, oh, no. But there is so much beauty in that.
In the
where in the brokenness, and that's what it represents. And now she has them sitting on the shelf in her house, side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a conversation piece, I found.
Yeah.
I was like, no,
I should have brought it today.
She said, you know, I think I'm just going to throw it away. I said, no.
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. Actually,
and so
what happened
then she
was,
began to look into it,
yeah.
and she began to put the word of God to what those vases are. Now she's like, I cherish these vases.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what happened
yeah.
was, Teresa actually gave me this water pitcher vase.
Yes.
And when she picked it up, it was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so she set it aside, and she went and got another one off the shelf and said, here, this is not broken. And I said, do you mind if I have the broken one?
Yeah.
And I wanted to take it home, and Kim and I were talking about it, and I was like, there's this thing I had just seen the Chinese do it. They do like a gold, I forgot what it's called, but they repair the plate with gold. And so I purchased this little gold kit online, and that's what I did. It took clay of molding.
That.
You had to use the clay to remold the vase to put it together, and then you actually paint the clay that hardens
it.
Yeah,
it has these little cracks. It has these big cracks, but in the cracks are all these gold pieces, which reminds me of the threads that, like you were talking about the tapestry, how those are like just little threads in our life that he weaves into the tapestries of our life. That's what it reminded me of.
We really are like mosaics of God's
exactly,
grace.
Exactly.
You know, we are. And that's something else, too, is that God wants every person to know that your past is not your future.
Yeah.
And that your story isn't over.
Exactly.
And bad chapters don't define you, and moments in time don't define you.
Right.
He who began a good work in you, the Bible says, he will be faithful to bring it to completion.
Yeah.
He the author of your story, and mm-hmm. he is the finisher of the of your story.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at any like major character in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
you cannot define those characters by moments in time.
That's right.
Because God is with you in the valley, he's with you in the mountain,
yes.
he's with you in the process. And we are all going through a process.
Mm-hmm.
So when you mention the oak tree,
mm-hmm.
the oak tree doesn't become an oak overnight.
That's right.
You know, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like a tiny mustard seed
mm-hmm.
in Matthew. And
yeah.
that mustard seed becomes a great tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
we so often, like in our society, even in the processes that God puts us through, whether he's healing a broken heart,
yeah.
whether he's tilling the soil of our heart, whether he's working things through us and out of us,
yeah.
you know, whether he's perfecting his nature and his work in us,
mm-hmm.
It's a process.
Yeah.
And we often think, I'm going to put her down.
Yeah.
We often think like there's a grocery store in Naples. It's so funny because God showed me this the other day. It's called Seed to Table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we think in society we want instant gratification, even
yeah.
with what God's doing in our life.
Right, right.
And we think it's seed to table,
yeah.
but it's really seed to soil.
Yes.
And then it's soil, and that soil has to have the right pH, the right temperature,
yeah.
the right nutrients, the right density.
Yeah.
There's different densities of soil
yeah.
before those roots can take hold. And you obviously have the factors of water and sun. God tills us like a garden. In Isaiah 58, he says that we will be like a well-watered garden.
Yes.
So God
yeah.
is tilling the soil of our heart.
Yeah.
God is tending to us.
Yeah.
And your story is not defined by a chapter.
Right.
You know, and so
that's
like.
That's so good. Your story
so good.
Is not defined
by a
by
moment.
A chapter, a season, a circumstance.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's true. And
so it's all in the process.
Yeah.
It's in the process.
It's in the process.
It's in the process.
Yeah. Can you give us some examples about different processes that people may go through?
Sure.
So like you were, I wanted to add to that too, Kim. That's good. You're going to answer that question, mm-hmm. so hold on to that. But when you were talking about, you know, it's actually seed to soil. And then the soil has to have the right balance. I was reminded of something that the Lord woke me up with. You said, how does a plant grow? And then the response was, in the right environment.
Exactly.
So sometimes, you know,
right
seeds can lay dormant for many, many years
sure.
before they produce.
Yeah.
And sometimes that looks like in my life, like I can just apply it to my life and then you can give some examples. Like for me, I had to let go of some things that I was really comfortable with. I was
yeah.
really comfortable in a job that I was in, and I, at the time, I really liked the people that I worked for and the organization I was with. I believed in their vision, but God wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to step into
yes.
what he was calling me to do, I had to be uprooted
yeah.
and replanted.
Yeah.
You know what comes to my mind, I just want to interject. Just
yeah.
hold your thought.
Okay.
But the thought that I just got from God was, think outside the box.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
be in the box. Be
yeah.
outside the box,
yeah.
because I have greater things for you to do. And how are you going to do greater things when you're inside the box?
Yeah.
yeah.
And we're super comfortable in the box.
Yes.
Well, that's...
So that, yeah,
yeah.
we're uncomfortable in
that,
the box.
That's
so, yeah.
our comfort zone.
Yes.
And you don't grow in your comfort zone.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and I was also sharing at the conference, too, that in Joshua 1 and also later in Deuteronomy,
yeah.
there was a time where Moses died. And Joshua and Moses walked
mm-hmm.
tightly
yes.
together.
Yes.
That was a season.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave them the grace and the time to grieve.
Yeah.
And then there was a moment where God said, the
no
mourning
more.
Is done.
Mm-hmm.
The grieving is over.
Yes.
You know, and that's like that scripture too that says, do not dwell on the past.
Yeah.
See, I am doing a new thing.
Yes.
It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The Lord said to Joshua, as I was with Moses,
yes,
so shall I be with you.
Yeah.
And there was a time where Joshua had to let go of what was
yeah.
to embrace what was going to be
right.
and what was
right.
in the moment.
Have you ever really experienced that in your, even in the most recent season? What did that look like in your life when God is calling you to do something alone that you've been doing for so long with someone else, you know?
Yeah, I think for sure.
Yeah.
I think the past, I would say, year and a half has been such a refining.
Mm.
But we don't realize that sometimes in order for God to add, he has to subtract.
Absolutely.
And he prunes plants so they can bear more fruit.
Right.
And in those losses, God is actually working something in and through us.
Right.
And so he doesn't want for any one of us, he doesn't want our value system to be attached to a ministry, to a church, I'll just say that, to any person or thing, because all of those things can become idols, or they can become a false anchor system.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I anchor to something that is movable, when it moves, I'm going to move. But God is, he's an ever-present help in times of trouble.
I just think God is beginning to do a new thing in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's shifting our perspective, so to speak. It's like, okay, there was a time for this at that time, and you gleaned from that. Now it's time to move to another field.
Yeah.
It's time to continue to move forward, get out of your comfort zone, and start taking the risk.
And, you know, there's a time for everything.
Yes.
You know, I think you and I were speaking a little bit earlier today. There's a season where, you know, you do need to be involved in the church. You need to put your hands to, you need to serve. You need to be somewhere in your community. But if God is developing something in you, and you've been there a really long time, and whatever that vision or dream or idea, it just will not go away. On every turn, it keeps coming back. You need to be asking him, what is that, God? And what would you have me do about that today?
Yes.
Because we grow and we move and we mature, and being a part of the body of Christ actually helps you do that.
And I think too, life is seasons, right?
Yeah.
God will call you to a place and a space for a season.
Yeah.
That season may not be long term, or it may be long term.
Right.
But the ultimate goal at the end of the day is that God wants our heart.
Yes.
If you look
true.
At the scriptures in Matthew, it talks about the seed going in the soil. And some of that seed didn't go on good soil, and some did. And later on, it actually references the soil as being the soil of our heart.
Yeah.
God is really in pursuit of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that has our affection more than God, God is going to chisel away at that. Because he wants a pure and spotless.
That's so good. I love it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, that just opened up. I mean, for me, that was a good perspective for me. I needed to hear that.
Okay.
So that's good. I love
Ultimately, it's everything is for our good, right?
Yeah.
Romans 8:28. Not all things are good, but all things work together for the good.
For the good.
And even the things that I just feel led to say this, even the things that were not God's will or God's plan,
he uses
it. You know, he can use it. He can give you beauty for ashes.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to give him the ashes that are in your hand. And those ashes could be broken dreams, broken relationships. It could be
failures.
Failures. It could be things that were done to you.
Yeah.
It could be things that you did also, perhaps through brokenness or through pain.
Yeah.
You know, you have to give God what's in your hand.
Yeah.
It's like I had a vision once of broken shards of glass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pick those sharp pieces up and you hold them tight, they're going to cut your hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you give them to God and you make that exchange with God, that yoke that is easy, that burden that is light, God can create something with those pieces.
Absolutely.
And I think no matter where we are in life, God is always calling us to greater intimacy and depth with him.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And you know, the truth is, the word says this. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added to you. So you may have a burning desire to do something for the kingdom. Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a book. Whatever it could be, you could have that burning desire. But the truth is that God will produce that out of your life.
Yes.
As you surrender to his will and truly make that relationship, this relationship with the Father, number one in your life, all those heart desires that you have, he gave them to you.
Yeah.
So he's going to fulfill them in his time.
Amen.
So sometimes I tell people this, God's not in a hurry.
Yeah.
And it was a revelation that God gave me, which you and I will talk about on a different podcast. But it was a revelation that God gave me. He's not in a hurry. It's okay that this is taking time. It's seed time and harvest.
It's not immediate. And you know, it's so funny because just this morning, I actually read this and I was so amazed because I kept hearing the Lord tell me rhythms of grace.
Oh,
and I thought, I Lord,
that.
That's got to be in your word.
Yes,
right?
I love it.
And he's been putting Matthew 10:28, come to me, all you who are weary. I've already said that.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Take my yoke upon you. And there's an exchange there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the Message version, it actually says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how to take a real rest.
Mm-hmm.
Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced
yes.
rhythms of grace.
Oh, God, that's so good.
It's so good. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you.
That's so good.
Keep company with me, and
yeah.
you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
That is so good, and it reminds me of, like, this year's conference for us, and Kim can attest to this, was so different.
Yeah.
The Lord really required both of us to do what we were doing from a position of rest.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and interesting, you started that out with grace, and the truth is that we find grace in his presence. That's where that's going to flourish.
Amen.
Wow, when I'm struggling and I get with him, somehow that struggle seems so small
yeah.
in comparison to how much he loves me,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole conference to flourish was to learn how to give ourselves grace to grow.
Yes.
Yes.
How in the world can we give to anyone else
mm-hmm.
grace in your relationship with them, that divine exchange? Grace is a divine exchange.
It totally
yes,
is.
Your frustration,
yes.
your
yes.
strife, your...
Yes.
Yes. anger or,
yes.
or disappointment.
Yes.
When we can learn to give your on your failures, how
mm-hmm.
hard is it to get up
it's
and
hard.
Keep brush yourself off and keep going when you just tried something and it didn't work?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to try things 100 different ways. I always say it like this.
Yes.
Step out to find out.
Yeah.
If you never step out, how are you going to find out?
That's good.
And so we're learning how to give ourselves grace to grow first. So that we can have something to offer in our friendships and our
yeah.
relationships. When I'm no longer dependent on a friend's mood or my husband's mood or my
yes.
children's mood.
Yes.
And I can love them
yes.
through their pains and their
yeah.
sufferings and their annoyances, right? If I can
mm-hmm.
learn to give myself grace, then I'll have enough to give other people in my life.
Because I think the filter through which you see yourself
yeah.
is how you can see the world around you.
Oh, yes.
You know, in Ephesians 2:8-9 actually says that it's by grace through faith, not of works,
yes.
lest any man should boast. And
yeah.
that was another thing he put on my heart too, is there's purpose in the process, you
yes.
know, divine exchanges, but also the growing in grace, because that is the foundation that Jesus laid.
Yeah.
When Jesus died, the curtain temple veil tore in two.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says you can now come boldly to the throne of grace
yeah.
to find mercy and help in your time. You don't have to go through anything but through Jesus. And you can enter through Jesus, and you can find grace, and you can find rest.
Mm-hmm.
And God is approachable. And so it's not of works.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of performance. It's
yeah.
not through the past
yeah.
failures or
I think
mistakes.
That those are seeds that the Lord plants inside of us too,
yeah.
to prepare us for the journey that
yeah.
he has for us.
Yeah.
So I think it all goes hand in hand, you know, that we need to be very intentional when we feel that the Lord is growing us. Those are just little seeds that he
so
has
true.
Planted within our heart
yeah.
to
so
cause
true.
Them to begin to grow.
Right, yeah. I think this is a good place to stop.
Okay.
And but just stay tuned, because we're going to have a part two with Mary. She has so much to share. And
yeah.
and we just want to maximize our time together. And so you guys, all of our audience, you know, like, share, comment, subscribe,
yes.
tell your friends about what God is doing right here in this little bitty town in Fort Myers and
mm-hmm.
Cape Coral.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, show up for yourself in your life. We're going to leave you with that word today. Learn how to grow in grace. Give yourself grace.
Be intentional with those little seeds that the
yes.
Lord is planting in your heart. Don't think that they're just, it could be little, like it could be you're learning how
yeah.
to grow in grace,
yes.
you know, and you're learning how to let go of things. Everything is important.
Yes.
Everything is a seed that needs to be planted and to be nourished. And so I just want to thank you, Mary, for, you know, just opening opening us up to the process.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because that's what it's about.
It is about the process. Do you have like a final thought? And then if you could just close this out in prayer. But I want to give our listeners and our viewers just a final thought. If they were to walk away today, what would be a seed that you would like to see planted today?
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that I'm sensing in my spirit is you have to receive grace.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to receive God's love. And that's for another
episode,
because there are so many barriers that people have to receiving God's love.
Yes.
And how you perceive love is often how you receive love. If you did not have love modeled properly in human form, you will relate to God in that manner.
Mm.
How you perceive love is how you receive love.
So we're going to dive. Can we sit on that for the next episode? I think that's a really good one to lead into.
Amen.
But Kim, you want to say goodbye to our audience? And
well, I thought Mary was going to pray first.
Oh, she is going to pray. You guys know how I jump ahead of stuff. So Mary,
she's
going to
pray first, and then I'll give you our catchphrase.
God, I thank you that you are an ever-present help in times of trouble. God, I thank you, God, that your word says, but God, that you are a strong tower, God.
Yes.
That we can run to you, God, and we can find safety, God, and we can find rest, oh God. So, Father, I just pray right now, God, for everybody under the sound of my voice, God. Everybody, God, that is hearing this message, God.
Yes,
God, I thank you that it is not by accident, God, that they are listening right now.
Yeah.
And Lord, I pray, God, that there would be a divine exchange, God, that takes place in their heart, God. That they would release those ashes, God. That they would release the grief. They would release the pain, God.
Yes,
they would release the torment, God. They would release the unworthiness, the shame, oh God, the shackles, God.
Yes.
Father, I thank you that you came to set the captives free, God,
yes.
and to see the prisoners release, oh God. And Lord, I pray they would open up their hands to you and say, God, would you take these ashes from me? Would you take the broken pieces, the broken dreams, God, the broken chapters? God, would you take the burdens from me, the burdens of strange relationships, God, the burdens of even I sense a child that you're grieved over or you're burdened for.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give those ashes to God? Give those to him.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I thank you in exchange that you will give them beauty for those ashes.
Yes,
a garment of praise, oh God, instead of heaviness, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you, Lord God, for your peace, God.
Yes.
This surpasses all of their understanding, oh God.
Yes.
Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Mary, we want to thank you for being with us today and
helping
us relaunch our podcast.
Amen. Yes.
And friends, me and Jennifer want to leave you with this. You'll
always have a friend with two girls.